makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. It's springtime, so the world should look green to you. But maybe it's the wrong kind of green. Maybe it's tinged with blue, for that's the way everything looks when you're bothered by indigestion. And if you're cross, irritable, hard to get along with because of indigestion, just remember that it might be due to the coffee you drink. For while many people can drink coffee without ill effects, many others should never touch it. So if you suspect that coffee upsets your digestion, you certainly should try Postum. You should try it because Postum has no caffeine or any other stimulant that could possibly upset your digestion. And because a steaming, delicious cup is as tempting and satisfying a drink as anyone could ask for. Postum's rich, dark color when served without cream and its golden brown color with cream invite drinking. And once you taste its distinctive, mellow flavor, you won't find it a bit hard to forget all about coffee. So give Postum a chance if you think coffee gives you indigestion. Drink it at meals and see if you don't feel better. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. So far, practically all of the letters received by Lum and Abner's matrimonial bureau have been from women, and the old fellows have had no pictures of men to send out. Fearing that the clients would soon lose interest unless they received some pictures from which to select a husband, Abner conceived the idea of having Grandpappy Spears take photographs of some of the local citizens of Pine Ridge, which he's been sending out without their knowledge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears over at the Jot 'em Down store discussing the matter. Listen.
Yeah, I'm glad you come over, Grandpap, for I'm needing some more of them pictures to send out.
Well, have you sent out all them other ones out already?
Yeah, sent the last ones out this afternoon. better give me about a dozen of Dick Huddleston and a dozen of Moles Moots and... Oh, about a half a dozen of Ezra, I guess. He don't look so good.
Well, it ain't none of my business, Abner. I'm glad to sell the pictures to you, understand, but don't you think you ought to tell them fellas what you're doing?
Oh, no. Couldn't do that, Grandpap, no.
Well, now, they might not like it, you sending their pictures around over the country to all these women that's writing in to the matrimonial bureau looking for husbands.
Well, no, they might not if they knowed about it, but... Well, it ain't gonna hurt nothing. We gotta do something to get out there and get them pictures out, or our matrimonial business is gonna be gone.
Well, ain't you got no men customers in yet?
Well, yeah, a few along. Got letters from a couple yesterday. They're picking up all right, but we've just got to have something to sort of tide us over for a few days.
Well, of course, like I say, it ain't none of my business, just so I sell the pictures.
No, well, Dick and Moe, they're pretty nice-looking fellers. They'll make these women folks sit up and take notice when they see their pictures.
Yeah, but they're both done married, though, Abner.
Well, they don't have to marry them. It'll keep our women customers interested till we can get in some decent-looking pictures. I saw on these fellers that's rid in so far is a homeless-looking man I ever seen in my life.
There, huh?
Oh, my. Well, here. Just let me show you one that we got in the mail this morning. Where is that thing now? I laid it right here on this desk. Oh, here it is, Put it in under these papers here. Scares me every time I look at it.
For the land's sake. Now, that fella surely don't expect to get some woman to fall in love with him sending out such as that.
Yeah, I reckon he did. But I ain't gonna send it out. That drive off every customer we've got.
Oh, my God. How many did he send in for the land's sake?
Well, there's a half a dozen of them here. I thought I might keep them and send them out for Atomic Valentine's next year.
Yeah, that ought to be good.
Yeah.
Look at them eyes. Looks like somebody just hit him on top of the head real hard with a hammer, the way they're bugged out there.
Well, you ain't sold nothing yet. Right, here's another. I just noticed it here a while ago. Lum must have opened the letter. Yeah, here. Just look at that.
Oh, for the audience. Is that fella wanting to get married?
I guess so. I ain't saw the letter. I don't know what his name is yet. Waiting to see Lum find out who it is so I can fill in one of them descriptions for our files.
Uh-huh.
I know I ain't going to send nothing like that out.
Well, I don't blame you for sending out them pictures of Dick and Mose if this is the kind of stuff you've been getting in.
Why, sure, we had to. Just look at that. Look at them ears.
Yeah,
good strong wind come along, lift him right off his feet.
Oh, yeah. That'd make a good comic Valentine.
Yeah, I'll just keep this. Send it out to somebody next year and say, this is how you look.
Yeah, well, you better be sure and send it to somebody who can take a joke, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'll pick the right one. Well, sir, you know, that's a right young-looking feller, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how he could get so ugly in that length of time. Don't look to be over 30 years old.
Well, you can tell by looking at him that feller ain't right bright, though, Abner. Look at that stare in his eyes there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's touched. Ain't no doubt about that. Of course, he can't help being so ugly, I don't reckon.
No.
But he don't have to go around having pictures made of himself to remind him of it.
Listen, he was selling them to somebody to haunt houses with or something.
Well, of course, it might just be a joke. I don't think nobody sure would send that in serious.
And you can't tell him. Maybe that's the only way he figures he can find a wife as to a matrimonial bureau this way. I feel kind of sorry for him. Can't tell. The picture might look better than he does, even.
Oh, it couldn't, Grandpap. It couldn't. And I don't feel sorrowful for him. It's his poor mommy and poppy I'm thinking about. Just think, what if you had to pine at something like that and say, that's my youngin'?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, we got a lot to be thankful for, Grandpa.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
And, well, there come Plum now. Huh? He went over after me.
Oh.
Hope we got some more applications in. Don't mention nothing to him about me sending out them pictures of Dick and them fellers.
Don't he know it?
No, I'm keeping it for a spice, sir.
Spice?
Yeah, it was my idea to start with, and I just want to show him that I know something about running these matrimonial bureaus myself. So now when you bring them pictures over from here on, why, be sure he ain't here when you give them to me.
Oh, yeah. Sure. No, I won't say nothing to him.
Yeah, he'll more likely try to claim that it was his idea when he sees what a success it is.
Yeah, honey, Lum, honey.
Come in, Lum. Come in.
Gentlemen.
Did you get any mail?
Yeah, got 5 letters.
Well?
But just one of them's from a man.
For the land's sake.
Any, I don't know what we're going to do. Just looks like there ain't no men wanting to get married no more.
No.
First thing you know, we're going to lose what women customers we've got. No pictures to send them.
Oh, well, now, I wouldn't worry about it, Mom. Everything will turn out all right now.
Yeah, that's what you've been saying for the last few days now. Well, I am worried about it, though. This is about 28 women customers we've got, and that's $25 apiece if we can just find them a husband. Or at least keep them interested till we can.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that now. What kind of a looking fella is this one we just got?
Oh, about the same as them others.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, looks like we ain't getting nothing but culls.
Now, Abner was showing me them other Trump. I never seen such an ornery-looking bunch of fellers in my life.
Oh, that just reminds me. Where did this thing come from here?
What?
This picture here. Me and Grandpap been sitting here laughing at that thing for 30 minutes.
Yes, Lum, there's the ugliest critter I ever seen in my life, I do believe.
If we find a wife for that fella, we ought to charge him double price.
Let me see it. Hand it here.
I never could find the letter for it. It's just laying there on the desk.
Well, don't you know who this is?
No, sir. No, sirree. I've saw sideshows and zoos and everything else, but I never seen nothing like that.
Hey, Granny, you don't know your own picture when you see it.
Huh?
This is a picture of you.
Oh. No, sure enough. Where did it come from, Mom?
That's what it is. It's a picture of you. I brung it over to show it to you. I run on into it last night looking through that old photograph album over there at the place.
Oh, well, you just got that mixed up, Lum. I know good and well.
Let me see it,
Lum. It weren't me.
No, it's him, all right. I recollect when it was took.
It ain't no such a thing. Now, don't be starting no such report today.
It was, Abner. It took years ago, directly after you all moved here to Pine Ridge.
Weren't done it.
Took him over there at a 4th of July celebration at Crystal Hill Schoolhouse.
Never done on no such a
thing. You did, Abner. There's another picture over there of you and Elizabeth together, and you've got on the same suit. I recollect when it was
No, sir. No, give me that picture, Grandpa, and cut out that snicker, too.
I never said nothing.
No, but... I don't I believe that is me, too. Why, I grow this set of whiskers. Huh. Yeah. Hey, doggies. I had a pretty good-looking young fella, weren't I? Yes, sir, I recollect the day that was took. Me, wait a minute. Where about you think you're sneaking off to, Grandpa?
No place, Abner. I just thought I'd mosey on over to the barber shop and see what was going on.
Well, now, listen here, Grandpappy Spears. Don't you get down there and start telling a bunch of stuff that ain't so.
I ain't going to say nothing, Abner. I'll bring them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring them over tomorrow.
All right, Grandpa.
So long.
All right, goodbye. Let me just tear that thing up before somebody else sees it. That's what I'll
Well, I expect we better get them letters wrote. You ain't answered them that come in yesterday yet, have you?
Oh, yeah. They've all been took care of. I answered them yesterday evening.
Oh, well, good. Good for you. Been sort of dreading it.
Yeah, I'm sending out pictures fast as the letters come in.
Yeah, that's the time. See, quick as the women and the men get to writing to one another, they'll start falling in love with one another, and then you...
That's our ring, Mom.
Yeah, sit still. I'll get it.
Yeah. That blame photographer. You want to...
Hello?
That's the trouble.
Jot him down. Oh, howdy, Dick.
Not my fault.
Yeah, I reckon I can. Why? Well, is anything wrong?
Maybe I just made a face to be comical that way.
No, I don't. I ain't got the least idea. Yeah, well, I'll come right over. All right, Dick. Goodbye. Andy, I got to run over to Dick's store a minute, Abner. He's all excited about something. Sounds like he's mad enough to bite.
Well, I do know.
You don't know nothing he could be mad about, do you?
Why, no, I ain't got the least idea.
Well, I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, all right. If it could be. Oh, my goodness, my goodness.
And we wonder if it could be that Dick has already heard from one of his pictures. During spring house cleaning time, do you have a tendency to skimp on the children's lunch? Do you say to yourself,
goodness, the children will be home from school any minute and not a thing ready to eat. Well, guess I'll just have to give them something cold.
Well, something cold is all right for the children, providing you give them a hot drink to go with it. And for a hot drink that's both easy to make and good for the children, there's nothing to equal Postum made with milk. Postum has none of the objectionable features that coffee has for children. It contains no caffeine or other stimulants that may affect a child's nerves, his digestion, or his sleep. And that's why so many doctors, teachers, and athletic coaches recommend Postum made with milk. You see, Postum is a skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened blend of whole wheat and bran. And you can safely give your children Postum between meals as well as at meals. Because since it is not a sweet, rich drink, it won't spoil your child's appetite for other foods. So now, especially when you're busy cleaning house, Postum makes it simple to have something hot to drink. As for the children, well, if ever there was a drink made for them, a tempting, fragrant drink with a mellow flavor and a grown-up look, it's Postum made with milk. Postum brings you Lum and Abner three times each week over these same stations. Until Monday then, good evening. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.